This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Uh-oh, Tongo!
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
Are you still there?
Hello.
Yes, hi, you're on the air.
Hello. Yes, I'm not the same caller. I'm a new caller.
Hello, new caller.
Yeah, I heard the overlap there of the conversation. I realized you must be speaking.
Can you turn down your radio all the way, please?
I'm sorry?
Can you turn your radio off, please?
This guy.
Can you turn down your radio off?
Oh, yes.
You have to turn it off because we get this double feedback here.
I got it.
Hi there.
Hi, I'm so glad that you were calling for calm, and people were calling with negativity and complaints, and you finally got someone that had a calming effect, a gentleman that grew his 40 avocado trees in his apartment. I thought that was, it just made me feel better to hear that, and I'm so glad that you, hello?
Yes, what about you?
How about me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm calling because I reacted to your use of the word apartment, and I think you're absolutely correct about the apart part of apartment.
Uh-huh.
Because you're basically apart from the others that are around you, be it by walls and more often by the psychology. I often ride in the elevator in my own building, and everyone stares straight ahead like they're in a subway car.
Yeah.
And it, to me, it's very sad. Now, personally, well, excuse me, I just got a bit choked up. Personally, I belong to a group of like-minded people that are, we call ourselves Little Brains. We do that because we're big fans of Michael Mara's paint, Don Geronimo's testicles, and the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to join?
No, well, I don't know. Cancel that, would you?
It never happened.
I don't know, but there should be a bleep in there.
Wow. Hi, everybody. Hold on, where's this thing?
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back.
Oh, hell yes.
Run. Stop that! Silly! Very silly indeed.
That's so gay.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
My phone has a mind of its own.
What about the vagina?
That's what it's time for.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Oh, no.
He's a jackass.
Dumbass. Dumbass. Dumbass.
I like rape.
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay. You got that, Mr. Bond?
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to buy.
Ha-ha! And how big is that?
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike!
Well, hi, everybody!
Hi, everybody! Wow. How are you anyway? Wow! Don and Mike Show, Tuesday. Hi, Little Brains. We're Little Brains just like you.
Yes.
Phone number, maybe you just heard the tape a moment ago. 877-365-3636. Now, today is certainly not the day for it. But one day last week, we were going to do an all-caller show. And we ended up, it ended up being the show where all the Ima stuff started happening.
Yeah, and it kind of dissolved before it even got started.
But it's still there. It's like that blind spot. As you go to back up the radio show, objects in rear mirror may appear closer. It's right there. As I look at the blind spot, as I turn it back, I'm like, oh, all caller show.
So you think we're going to do it again soon?
Maybe tomorrow, friend.
Oh, my God.
Not dead yet.
I don't know, my lady.
All right, my lord. This is the Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don.
And Mike. Hi.
Hey, I heard Super Dave on Jack FM today.
Well,
did he sign the contract?
They don't have DJs on Jack FM, do they?
Yeah, they have little people can call in and leave a little message, and they play it in between each song.
Now here's a good tune that I really like.
That's okay.
It was pretty funny, though.
That means, you know, now that his name has come up, everybody on the show, on air and off, will be doing Super Dave impressions for the rest of the day.
I don't think so. I'm no good at it. I'm no good at it. I can't do it like everybody else.
You can't get your voice up this high.
No, I can't.
Can you do it, Buzz?
Can't do it. No.
I know you can do it, Rob.
That's right. So can I. Rob and I have the same size testicles. I think there's probably a wadded-up sport jacket under my bed. My pants smell like me.
Febreze.
I need wipes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
I got a joke.
All right. Oh, no.
Well.
Bye.
See you later, friend.
When you say you want to do that all-caller show?
I think on April 32nd.
Oh, right. Be there.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don, Mike.
Howdy.
How are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
It's the first time caller. I've been a listener for about 10 years. Love your program.
Thanks.
Nice bio.
And
thank
you.
What?
You guys,
what?
Forge ahead, sir.
What?
You guys
go ahead.
Would you please just start talking when we stop talking?
go ahead, sir.
I just
don't let our interruptions bother you.
Come on, go ahead.
You guys start make now. Me laugh.
Listen to learn and learn to listen.
Amen.
Please,
yes, sir.
Go ahead.
I just want to say,
because there seems to be some sort of timing problem here. The way it normally works is that we'll say a couple of things and then you get on with your point. So, with that said, please, with all speed, get on with it.
Yes, I just want to say thank you.
The problem here, though, is the timing of the callers. The problem is not with us. The problem is with the timing of our phone callers.
Oh my goodness. I just
One more time.
Thank you.
What can we do? Hold on, please.
Uh-huh.
What can we do for you?
You know what? Just
because on this show, more than any other, he who hesitates is lost.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Next.
Hey, I'm just telling you guys not to be hard on yourself. I think Don and Buzz did a much better job on that impersonation of Super Dave than old Rich Little would have.
Well, that's good. We're better than Rich Little.
Hey, that's my man you're talking about.
Your idol.
That's my idol.
Your hero.
Idol.
Your hero.
Rich Little.
I'm going to hang my
from Canada.
Out. Hey, listen, about television, because, you know, it's the box that we all love.
It's our life.
And I feel so bad. Actually, you know what? I guess it would be really my second favorite box.
Yes.
Wow. Good for you, Don.
Your first favorite box is The Box.
The Box.
The Box.
Nice, baby.
Nice box.
Nice box.
Hot as balls box. But I like my magic box, too.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Although the other one can be a magic box as well.
It can be.
Poor Robbie. No TV. No. Listen to this.
Still?
DirecTV comes out to his new place today, and he tells them that they're going to need a 40-foot ladder.
Told him in advance.
The guy shows up. How long ago, Robbie?
Made the appointment 4 weeks ago because I wanted this done the day I moved in.
Right.
And I said, you need a 40-foot ladder to do this install. They said, it's on the note. I confirmed twice. They said, 40-foot ladder on the note. The guy shows up. He says, I brought a 32-foot ladder. I said, it says, if you look on your work order, you're going to need a 40-foot ladder. And he looks on his work order. He says, yeah, it says that, but I brought a 32 because it's what I had. He said, I'll take a look and see if I can do it.
How happy were you?
Well, I wasn't real mad yet.
Yeah.
Because he said,
he's going to try.
I'm going to try and look at this. And I said, okay. And he comes back in maybe 8 seconds later. He says, nope, Not in this wind.
Can't do it.
I said, what? Is it so windy the ladder's getting shorter? He said, no, just can't do it. We'll come out tomorrow early.
It wouldn't matter if it was windy or non-windy.
It doesn't reach.
It doesn't reach.
It was 8 feet short. The ladder is 8 feet short to get on your roof.
So I am pissed. And when I leave, let me tell one other thing, because, you know, this is the third day in the new house.
Right.
And I go out to leave, and I've set the trash out front because I see by my neighbors today is trash day. We don't even know what trash day is.
Right.
We don't have plastic cans. So I just have stuff
jammed, a bunch of white trash
jammed down in packing boxes.
Okay.
And because, you know, the box.
You have packing peanuts?
No, there's nothing that light and fluffy.
Trash. All right.
But when I go to let this guy go, the box is blown over and there's trash around in the yard. And I'm like, ugh. But it's not so bad that I can't collect it. The one thing that is clear on the sidewalk, Robert is nursing a nasty infection right now, so he's on antibiotics.
Right.
And the best way to give antibiotics in a liquid form to a four-year-old is in a syringe. You know, a sterile syringe.
So the neighbors see
you
your syringe.
You know a syringe.
You know the crackheads have moved in.
So the Spiewaks are there with their discarded syringes on the sidewalk. Stay away from the Spiewaks.
There goes the neighborhood. That's fantastic. Nothing makes a better impression.
Yeah, and so I have to wave off the, you know, Pablo from DirecTV.
Hey, sorry, sir. Just doing a little heroin over here.
Just trying to get it done. I'm all sad because I have no television.
Syringes are scary.
Yes, they are. This had no needle, though. Just grape flavor.
Doesn't matter. That when you see that syringe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's scary.
So I picked it up daintily and put it back in the box. Then the trash men came
all
as well.
Did you call DirecTV back?
Oh, I got up five levels today.
Five levels? Did it do any good?
Did they offer you anything better than a free month of Stars?
I got 3 months of Stars.
Stars?
It's like a video game.
Didn't offer you a new unit, another unit, an extra room unit?
I suggested it. I said, you know what you could do? You could help me with another high-def box. They said, no, can't do that. And I played every card I had, and I got nothing.
Did you tell them the whole thing? You've been a subscriber, and that you'd go to Dish Network, you'd go to Comcast?
I said, I have an appointment with Comcast this afternoon, and I'd really hate to break this relationship up after being with you for 13 years. And I got, well, do you remember the lady who had the lotion application machine?
Do I?
Yeah. That's who I think was handling
my call. A petite elderly woman?
The sexy granny.
We would sure hate to see you go.
What a shame that is.
Yes.
That's too bad, because when I played that card with DirecTV, they had, and the guy's name, I remember his name now, Omar, came out, and I mean, wow, the guy worked his ass off.
Did a beautiful job.
Did you see 24 last night? Great, fabulous.
I bet it was.
maybe their best ever, don't you think?
Well, listen, I know everyone wants to bust Rob's balls about TV, and I do too. Yeah. That's kind of where I was leading with it. I'm afraid I got to say something that I thought earlier this year about 24.
What's really? That?
I'm losing stiffness.
Yeah. I said that initially
growing,
to bust Rob's balls. I don't believe it.
I'm growing soft on 24, and here's why.
Why?
The nukes, the suitcase nukes, were found.
Yeah.
Fayed is dead.
Right.
Now, I'm willing to suspend disbelief on 24.
Sure.
However, once we've found the nukes, and we're going to give Jack Bauer the keyboard that unlocks them just to get Audrey Raines back.
Right.
That's where I start to disconnect with 24.
Yeah, you've gone from your hero pursuing a mission to save mankind to just getting a skirt freed.
And incidentally, the president's okay with this.
Yes.
Before he keeled over.
Right.
He keeled over.
That's okay that he keeled over because now you got Powers Booth. Evil old Powers Booth.
You know, I'm sorry for those who are fans of 24. I'm still a fan of the show as well. It's just now it's taken a turn where I guess for the last however many episodes, it's a soap opera.
Do you know how stupid I am at the end of the show? I was convinced, and I told Carla this, I was convinced that we were going to have Secretary Heller show up.
I hope so.
Because it's my daughter. I really thought that was going to happen last night, and it didn't.
Do you know what?
He's gone, right? He's gone forever?
Yeah. We don't know.
I don't know, but I've got something you have to see. You know what? We have to watch some weekend when we're getting drunk together.
What's that?
I'll give Jan some credit here. I forgot to mention this to you. Over the weekend, when we were both just sick as dogs, at one point she said, come watch a movie with me. And I said, what movie? And she said, I love this movie with Mel Gibson. It's called Payback. I was like, what a crappy choice.
Yeah.
So we put the movie in, and I don't know if you remember the movie or not. It's got like a blue gray tint to it.
Is this when his kid gets abducted?
No, that's Ransom. This is where he plays a guy named Porter, and the whole thing is he got ripped out of $60,000 I don't know, 10 years ago, and he goes back to Chicago to find this guy. It's a relatively famous movie, and as we were watching it, I'm looking at Janet going, why are we watching this? And she said, give it 10 minutes. You obviously don't remember the movie. William Devane has a huge role in this movie, Payback. Now,
is he a bad guy?
He is a mafia guy. Ooh. And, Mike, dig this, because this did make me laugh so much. I had a coughing fit beyond coughing fits when I was sick, really sick on Saturday. As he's talking to these other mobsters where they're trying to figure out how they're going to catch Mel Gibson.
Right.
He, of course, has on the obligatory mobster blue shirt with the white collar.
Right.
The really big Mel Karmazin cufflinks. Mm-hmm. And he has that stuff that you put on your lips for chapped lips that comes in the little yellow container.
Carmack.
And as he's talking to this guy about what they're going to do with Mel Gibson, he's wiping this on his lips. And he's saying, so, this guy Porter, I think he might be a player. And he's very carefully and dainty. And I can picture you doing this.
Yeah.
And the thing is, when he gets done doing his lips, one of his henchmen comes over and gives him a hand cloth, a washcloth,
right,
where he very daintily continues to speak in that understated William Devane way. If anybody
he's
out there,
sinister mafia, right? He doesn't do over-the-top mafia.
No.
He's just sinister mafia.
But he's sitting there, and what he's doing is oiling up his lips and then very carefully wiping his hands. And if anyone out there has got this movie,
and it's called Payback?
Call in and play this scene over the telephone.
It's time for Payback, Jack.
Mike will wet himself.
Thanks so much.
Really.
Do you think there's any chance we'll see Bill Devane back on 24?
Oh, I think so.
I hope so.
I think the fact that she is...
The only thing that would have saved it for me last night, because I was bored with the whole episode.
The fact that she's alive. She's alive. Is a key, I would think, right, to getting Devane back.
Yeah. And she bores the hell out of me.
I don't like her.
No, I don't like her at all. What did she do last night other than have that little hurt puppy look the whole time?
That's pretty much it.
Can't you do a little more?
There she is.
How Audrey. Doing, that's my daughter with the horse face.
Audrey.
And then the Chinese guy's not credible either.
Hello.
Ah, Mr. Bauer.
Mr. Bond.
Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
Mr. Bauer.
I don't know. You know, it's like the second time this year I've wanted to jump off the 24 bandwagon, but God
stand down, Jack. Stand down.
He's not saving the world now.
No, he's not.
He's just after his poontang.
They're throwing some extra episodes on after the main
crisis.
Stress point of the show is gone. The nukes, the suitcase nukes.
I do like the story with the president and the vice president at this point. I do want to know where Powers Booth is going with this.
See, but Buzz, the thing is, it would have been great to put that all in the show and then have it end at the very end.
Not busy enough.
I refuse.
With Fayed last week with the chains around his neck and them finding the suitcase bombs.
Yeah.
Jack Bauer.
For Audrey Raines?
I think they're leading up to the next cliffhanger. Maybe they have, a couple episodes
but
left?
But the whole thing about Jack is he saves the world. He doesn't save the girl. The girl is like a B-movie plot. The saving mankind is much more significant.
Think of it as a bonus scene.
Look at her. You know what he wants to do? He wants to get her out of that Chinese prison so he can put a saddle on her.
Yeah.
Take her out for a ride.
You know, if you really want to get some tension again, you have somebody steal those nukes again and hide them in William Devane's mouth.
Hey, somebody out there really has to have that movie Payback on DVD.
Yeah, you must. Come on.
With Carmax wiping his lips.
You gotta call in with that scene of William Devane.
Yeah. I'm a bad guy. I'm a mafia chieftain.
His name is Porter. Porter. And as he just taps his lips.
And you're seeing those teeth, I would assume.
Oh, yeah.
If he's showing his lips, he's showing his teeth.
Real hard time keeping those lips over those big, gigantic teeth he has.
My piano keys. Jack Bauer.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Buenos tardes, gentlemen.
Hi.
Bill Devane, I think he's coming back. Who told Chang that Jack had the bombs? And how did he call him within 5 seconds of getting the bombs?
Not too stereotypical a name, too, for a Chinese person. Chang.
That's like Smith, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Like Smith.
Very similar.
First name, Charlie.
My name is Billy Chang.
You're my
brother, Charlie Chang. And my other brother, Choo-Choo Chang.
Charlie Chang.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey,
I just wanted to let you guys know they got a new Oreo out. It's strawberry milkshake Oreos.
And that excites you why?
Dude, they taste just like a strawberry milkshake, but with a little chocolate twist to them.
Did you ever eat two boxes of those in one sitting? You know? Oh, man. If you're really going to make Oreo, you know, you're screaming. I'm losing my train of thought.
Oreos, Mike.
If you want to make that cookie work, you don't use a chocolate cookie.
No.
You use a vanilla wafer. Now, put strawberry in between the vanilla cookie, and I'm eating it. Have you ever taken an entire handful of Girl Scout Thin Mints, put them in some Fluffernutter, added some bananas, and then put them in your undershorts? How'd you like to put that in a donut?
Put them in your underdrawers.
Yeah, and then microwave it. Where's the honey, Junior?
Hello there. Hello,
Don and Mike show. Hi, radio up too loud. Hello there.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
we are fulfilling a contract. How about you?
Not really sure.
Oh, I'm just trying to hear myself on the radio for the first time.
You've never been on the radio before?
Bye. Never.
It was great.
You sounded so relaxed.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Don. The best line in that movie is what James Coburn's character says about his character Carter after he kills him.
What? Wait a minute. Wait, you've confused me with that opening line.
This is about the movie Payback. He's talking about James Coburn. It really has nothing to do with, although he's Bill Devane's boss.
Uh-huh. He's another one with big teeth, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
The late James Coburn.
Are you talking about when he shoots his luggage?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
And he tells him that he...
Gosh, it's not easy always being a step ahead of people that call the show.
You're like an interpreter. Yeah, you should get a job at the UN.
Oh, hold on. Here's a guy with the clip.
Oh, good.
Thank you, Joe, for finding that guy.
Hi, Joe.
And let's talk to Mike. Hello, Mike from Baltimore. Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Yeah, we're doing great. You got that movie Payback?
I do. Can you believe it? I've got the director's cut. I just watched it the other day.
Okay. Well, we won't mock you because we're asking for it. Now, do you have the scene I'm talking about for Mike to hear?
I've got it queued up.
Okay, beautiful. Here we go. Devane.
You want me to play the whole thing, right?
Yeah, sure. A couple minutes of it.
Philip tells me you have a problem you need help with. Yes, sir. Is it your problem who breached our security last night at the Oakwood?
Breached our security.
Yes, sir.
And now as he's doing this,
he breaks into my
you got to picture him slowly walking around the room, dipping the stuff on his lip.
We can help you. Two, we can allow you to help yourself. And three, we can have you replaced. We have an investment in you, Resnick, so assisting you would be, in a way, protecting our investment. And that is always good business policy.
And he still is wiping the stuff on his lips.
Mr. Carter, thank you, sir. You won't regret it. Now, according to Philip, a man has come to town to kill you?
Yes, sir.
And you say that he's alone and that he's a professional robber. Is that correct?
Still rubbing the stuff on his lips.
Banks, you know, stuff like that.
Okay, hold on a second. Are you still there? Hey, Mike? Hey, Mike.
Porter.
Mike from Baltimore. Hey, Mike?
What's his first name?
Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
Mike, there you go. Now, thank you for the audio. Can you please be a love and describe to Mike what William Devane is doing as he's walking around the room talking to the guy in the chair?
Yeah, so he's, you know, he's talking to him about, you know, we can do three things with you, and he's got the little Carmex in his hand at the time. And so he sits on the edge of his desk, and he looks at him, and he starts explaining, you know, what he thinks they can do. And with his left middle finger, just gently, ever so gently, dabs the Carmex and starts patting his lower lip, going from the left to the right.
Yeah, that is a beautiful job. That is like Vince Scully-ish.
Nice job.
Robbie, let's give this guy a prize.
Absolutely, he deserves it.
That is a beautiful interpretation of that. And my friend,
it's funny because that's one of the most memorable scenes in the whole film.
Yeah. And I give credit to my girlfriend who pulled that out, and I didn't even realize Bill Devane was in that stupid
He described movie. It beautifully with the middle finger ever so gently.
Yes. You, my friend, have got Borat on DVD.
Hey. Excellent.
You will love the extra stuff. Now available wherever DVDs are sold.
Excellent. Right,
thanks. Hold on a second. I should actually get that movie and give it to you, Mike.
I'd like to see it before one of these herpes sores breaks out on my lower lip, Jack.
Yeah, because the guy did a great job of, he's right, and it is just, it's a one-finger tap.
The sinister nature of the character comes through even on the radio. It truly does. Did that guy that he's talking to get killed by any chance?
They all get killed.
They all get killed.
Mel Gibson kills them all.
Ah, excellent.
Mel kills them all.
Don't kill me, Mel.
Because they're Jews.
That's right.
Jews.
You anti-Shemite? I should have killed you first.
So, oh, let's see. Hold on. All we got now is people with a clip from Payback. Oh, for goodness sakes. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Jason?
Hey, Don and Mike. There's another part there where Devane is talking to Gibson when he comes in, and he says he's got the other guy on speakerphone, and just before he drills him, Devane puts in a piece of gum. Gibson shoots him, and the gum flops out of his mouth right on his chest as his hand's up in the air, and then Devane dies.
Wow, he dies while chewing gum.
Yeah. The entire focus of the scene really is on his mouth.
This sounds like the perfect Devane vehicle. Now, you're going to shoot me before I get to try this trident.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Long-time Devaniac, first-time caller. That right Chinese on. Guy is the Chinese guy from Seinfeld, the early episode where they were waiting for the restaurant reservation.
You are kidding me.
No, he's right.
You are kidding. Yeah. No, you're
same guy.
Is it really the same guy that keeps going, Seinfeld, very soon, very soon?
I think it is.
Is his name Key Luke?
Key Luke.
Because he's been like a go-to character actor in Hollywood for a million years, and I know he did Seinfeld, but
what was the Hawaii 5-0? What was that?
Cam Fong is Chin Ho.
And who was the guy on Barney Miller?
That was Jack Su.
Jack Su.
He should have been a lawyer.
And hey. So you're doing all of this without a book. That's hooray right. for Robbie.
Good yeah. for you.
I wish I had Merrill Harold Kalin saying that. Hooray for Robbie.
Hooray for Robbie.
Hooray for me.
The show is great.
You are great.
And that's it, folks.
That's it. Your call's over. Goodbye.
He doesn't seem to want to hang
he
up.
Didn't take it well.
Oh, there he goes.
Key Luke. That's the name.
Key Luke.
Does look like the same guy to me.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, my Nillas. How you doing?
What's up?
Not much. I was wondering if you wanted to hear me throat sing.
Hear you throat sing?
Well, I try. I'm not very good
what
at it.
What is throat singing?
What is that?
You know, it's sort of this Tuvan sing ritual thing where you can sing.
I mean, is this? I've seen on the Discovery Channel these guys that do the.
Exactly,
is it that thing?
Is yeah.
That's kind of cool. I like that.
All right, go ahead. Give it a try.
All right, here we go.
That sucks.
It just sounds like some mongoloid.
They do a thing where they're singing in their throat and they're talking at the same time.
Oh
they're singing
God.
Like lyrics, and then you've got,
wow.
you know, I've seen that. They're wow. they're like Tibetan monks that do it or something like that.
Well, this guy cool. just went,
yeah.
Yeah.
We can all do that. That sucked.
I'm not a monk, though. I'm sorry.
Clearly. That really sucked.
I'll keep practicing.
Buddha will curse you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
All praise to Allah. Hello, what?
Did you hear the breaking news?
Now, this has either got to be a joke or Buzz, is there actual news?
No, this is actual news.
You know what? Are you aware that we do have a prime directive on this show?
I'm surprised. Yes.
Have you ever heard it?
I'm surprised you're not.
No, hold on a second. Are you listening?
I'm listening to you.
Have you ever heard of our prime directive on this show? About breaking news.
Hold on. Is this the OJ guy slash
the
finger
OJ guy?
No.
This is CBS calling you. Telling you that the Jacksons are about to do a billion-dollar deal with CBS.
Oh, this old story?
No, that's not old. That's just break. I just found out yesterday.
Well, just because you found out. Hey, listen, dummy. Just because you found out doesn't mean it's breaking news.
Man, it's so wonderful to be black in America today. $1 billion to tour the world. A world tour.
Get out of here, you dumbass.
He's having his moment.
Shake your body down to the ground.
What a stupid ass. That's like someone who's been in a coma for 10 years going, oh, my God, Lady Di is dead. Jesus, this is breaking news. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you know that douchebag?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, what douchebag?
That douchebag that wanted to sing through his throat just called him Bob and Tom.
Yeah, we're aware of that. We ignored it.
Right. It was a really subtle jab.
Okay.
Both Mike and I right now, our noses bleeding, Mike, because we just got tagged by that guy.
I believe we moved by it, even though we were bleeding profusely.
Ow. But thank you.
I figured I'd let you guys know, but I guess you're too smart for that.
That's yeah, nice. I guess so.
So right, I was just sitting there going click, click, click. You're smarter than we sound.
I tell you.
Can I ask you a question, caller?
I like to die.
Who's your driver?
Who's my driver?
Who's your driver?
Pardon me?
Who is your driver?
My driver? I am.
No, who is your driver? Your favorite driver?
I am. Oh, my favorite driver. Yes. Ooh. Probably Earnhardt Jr.
There you go.
Dale Jr.
I hear that.
Dale Jr.
What?
He's the best. Him or Harvick?
It's he or Harvick, Kevin Harvick? Is he gone?
He's gone.
That's all I'm kidding. He was thinking about it. Oh, and then there's maybe Tony Stewart.
Why is Whitey so stupid? Hello, Don and Mike Show. We can say that, right?
Yes, we can.
Because we're white.
Mm-hmm.
God, Whitey's stupid.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Whitey, straight-haired Whitey.
Hello.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah, Mike. Hi.
Don and Mike, love you guys. But that caller with the monk voice?
Yeah. Yes.
He calls you guys Bob and Tom.
No.
Not really. Hold on.
This is really idiot lane right now.
Hold on a second. Please tell me you're not serious.
I am serious. Bob and Tom.
I swear to... No, I know that. You are a stupid, dumbass douchebag. God, I don't... I don't believe in guns, but in your case, I would think maybe pull out a potato gun.
Right in the solar plexus.
Right in the nuts.
Calm down.
No. You calm down.
No, we not only did we hear it loud and clear, then we ignored it. Then we get another call. Hold on, shut up a second. We get a call from one dumbass who says, did you hear what he said? First of all, it's so irrelevant to us that we didn't even make mention of it. And then we get a second call like you who mentions it again after we've lambasted the previous caller.
It's not a big deal.
What do you have to say for yourself?
I did not hear that second call.
I did not hear that. In your zeal.
It's not a big deal.
Okay,
God, I wish there was a potato gun that I could put right on your left nodule.
And send you to the moon.
Really?
Why is it important to you?
It's not. I just,
yes, it is. You called a radio. You called a radio show.
Mike, hold on. Did you think that we would go, oh, my God, we didn't hear that. A guy called us Bob and Tom. Wah! We are so angry. Is that what you thought?
No, I was upset with it because you guys are much better than Bob and Tom.
I hate you. I swear to God, I hate you. I really do. Go to hell. Okay. We don't need listeners like you.
You really, really slow us down.
All right. Thank you, sir.
I defy anyone out there. Listen, seriously.
Yeah, come on.
I defy anyone out there who's talking about the new standards in radio, about how you should be nice and have everything be wonderful. Talk to a stupid MF-er like this and be nice to him.
Now listen, I'm going to try to explain this to you, okay? You're driving along on the interstate and a bald eagle flies into your windshield, all right? And hits the windshield. You got four people in the car. Well, everybody in the car is going to go, Jesus, did you see that? Oh, my God, it's a bald eagle. Look at its guts running down the windshield. Look at that. That's incredible. We all could have been killed. Look at the size of that eagle. I see the fellas. You can actually see its yellow beak and its white head, okay? Everybody goes nuts. And it's legit because, Jesus Christ, a bald eagle flew into your windshield. But if the same thing happens and a mosquito flies into your windshield, there's not one effer in the car that's going to even make notice of it.
And then later... You're the guy that when we stop for gas says,
say.
Oh, my God, did you see that there's a dead mosquito on your windshield?
And it's the middle of summer.
I know you're just trying to defend our honor,
but
really, shut up.
Okay, first of all, the mosquito I would swat. And the bald eagle, I would...
You're not allowed to riff with us, okay?
Dumbass.
Asshat.
Listen, you are not good enough to call the Bob and Tom Show. And I mean the real Bob and Tom Show. You're not good enough to call this show. You're not good enough to call that show. Now, nobody call me up and say, oh, my God, Don, you said Bob and Tom, because I will say to that, what not?
You didn't say it. The caller said it.
What not?
Jesus Christ.
We know.
Okay.
Do people tell you that you're smart enough to call a radio show?
No. He didn't have a discussion with anybody about this before he called in,
Jesus Christ.
And then I give him a beautiful analogy. Yeah. You know, he wasn't worth the analogy. He was not worth the eagle mosquito analogy.
I'm not sure he got it.
Hey, no, he didn't get it.
Dude, really, we don't care enough. And we're piling on you because you're the second dumbass in a row to call us with the same stupid thing.
If you'd been the first, we would have gone easy.
I didn't hear the first caller.
Well, listen.
Learn to listen.
Why don't you just not worry about defending our honor? You know, if where are the people?
When we really get our
balls busted, we generally speaking don't have our listeners jumping to our side. We don't have people calling up and going, "God damn, you guys are so right." People just want to pile on. That's okay. In this case,
that's cool. You know what?
Hold on.
Listen to me. You guys ream my ass, but I still love you.
We're reaming your ass because you're stupid.
Where are you calling from? It's very important to find out now. Where are you calling from?
I didn't know.
Well, you got my area code, don't you?
No. Where are you calling? Now, don't be coy and cute, asshat. Where are you calling from?
Escalon, California.
Hey. Escalon.
Right. Never heard that one
before. Escalon. Ascalon. That's where you're calling from, Ascalon. Uh-huh. Really, friend, and I won't yell at you. It slows down the show when someone stupid like you calls and points out something that someone else said that was rather insignificant, and then when we just try to blow by it, you won't let it go. I'm sorry, really, that's the point.
But I was on the phone. I didn't hear the first
Are you calling during your lunch break, or are you between your first job?
Lunch break.
What do you do? What do you do for a living?
Do you want to know?
What kind of work?
I wouldn't have asked if I didn't want to know.
I work with cow crap all day.
You're a farmer?
On a dairy.
You're a farmer?
I work on a farm, yes.
Are you responsible for all of the tainted beef and the tainted onions and the tainted lettuce and the tainted love?
Isn't it manure that gets into the food supply?
It sure is, Mike.
Nope.
It's called
E. coli?
That's it. E. coli bacteria.
I'm immune to E. coli.
I would think.
So you work with manure all day?
All day.
So do me and Mike. We're doing it right now.
Why don't you just hang up the phone and go lick your fingers one by one?
We work with human manure.
All right.
You are human fertilizer.
Have a good day, sirs.
This has been a horrible, terrible call that upset,
Later, Rob.
That upset us greatly.
Bob and Tom, say hi.
Buzz, you the man. Buzz is the man.
Buzz is the man.
Keep me out of this.
I got news for you. Buzz is giving you the finger right now.
That's right.
Oh, two Buzz, of them. Please.
Two of them.
I hope there's lube on it.
There's one finger for Bob and one finger for Tom. And one finger for Opie, and one finger for Anthony, and one finger for Howard, and one finger for Stern, and no fingers for Imus, because that little piggy went wee, 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 all the way to the firehouse.
Never did like him.
All right, I think I've said every disc jockey's name in the world.
Just about.
Yeah. Where's Howard?
Do you understand the eagle?
I already said it.
Do you understand the eagle mosquito mentality?
No, he doesn't get that, Mike.
Let me just give him a chance. I'm going to give him one chance. Why did I say that?
Hello?
Why did I say mosquito?
Why did Mike tell...
No, I'm sorry. Stupid, foolish, bad judgment, error in judgment on my part to actually try to have any kind of meaningful dialogue with an absolute vacuous moron.
Is Mike I'm talking to?
Yes.
Oh, Mike. Yeah, man, I love you.
Damn, man. How about California manure?
Now you're I'm going into silly little sounds. You're making me elicit silly little tarred sounds because I'm so upset with you.
Thanks. Look around cafe.
No, don't even mention that. You are not entitled. You are not allowed. Do not ever speak of that.
Can I visit your place, man? I love you.
I'm doing it again. I'm starting it again. I'm bringing it back.
Oh, no.
Yes. Starve them out. Starve them all out. Make them emaciated. Till they have to go into the Pacific Ocean, and they have to forage through all that California landscape to get to the Pacific, where they have to go down, and then they drink the salt water, and they double over in agony, going, we're from Sacramento, but we thought we could get nourishment from the sea.
I'm Charles Gibson, ABC World News Tonight. Our focus, meanness in America. Today on the semi-nationally syndicated Don and Mike show, the two disc jockeys started with an innocent caller, at first threatening him with a potato gun, and by the end of the conversation, calling him hateful names and saying that they hope he starved to death.
Amen.
CBS fired the two men today after Al Sharpton drove them down the road and then had them for dinner.
Fired for hatefulness.
Fired. Put on a spic. And I don't mean a Mexican person.
You know, spit.
A spit.
Yes.
I say spic.
Yes.
Put on a spit.
A barbecue spit.
Both Mike and I with a big apple in our mouths.
Just being roasted.
Just really, come on. Get a piece of the thigh.
All because of you. What's your first name?
He's gone. We lost him.
Bastard.
We lost him.
I'm calling from Cachamacha, California.
And you know, the poor bastard, he was really, like I said, trying to help us out.
He was.
Hey, that guy was giving you a dig.
What kind of dig is that? You know, standing, he likes you, was standing up for you. Not well. Not qualified to.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys. Hi. I just want to talk about something serious.
You know.
I'm getting married to my friend George. We're going to Connecticut, and I need a good honeymoon spot.
I believe that you're a fake homo. I don't believe you're a real homo.
Well, I'm as gay as they get, sweetie.
You need a
gay,
good...
gay.
A good honeymoon spot. You find you get a site, a little site, and you aim right between the left cheek and the right cheek. There is your number one honeymoon spot.
It's your bungalow.
Now, I know you guys go on fantastic voyages, and I want to know.
Yes, voyages. That's what we do.
Like Coolio.
Voyages. Where would you send this individual?
Well, first off, I don't really think he's gay. I think he's a straight guy doing a fake gay voice.
Agreed.
Well, that's, I love to hear that, but I'm not. I'm a faggot.
What is your first name, sir?
Michael Shawns is my first and middle.
Just like Mike O'Mara.
It is just
another
like
famous
it.
Gay.
He is.
Yeah, but unlike this caller, I'm legit. I'm totally legitimate.
So is there any voyages you could send me on or what?
Listen, we have been momentarily thrown back on our heels by the first couple of calls today.
Yeah we're a little restless right now.
I understand.
We could make an off-color gay joke.
Mm-hmm.
That could get us in a lot of trouble. We could certainly make a joke about, well, you could go on a vacation where you could float a boat or get on a...
If you'd like to take a voyage, I have a suggestion. I suggest, go to Butt. Botswana.
Okay.
Yes, go on safari in Botswana.
Just get yourself a bathtub, fill it up with number three.
Or if you want to keep it local, you could go see those horses down in Assateague. Assateague Island.
Well, I'm from Maryland, and I am familiar with Assateague.
Very good.
Take a boat ride through the Panama Canal.
Thanks, guys. Faggots roll.
Oh, dear.
Someday they will.
Oh, dear. Callers begat callers.
Begotten.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Not a real gay. My gaydar did not go off on that guy.
No, not like me. There's only one Michael Sean gay in this
Hello.
Equation.
Hello, here, Don and Mike show.
Here.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hi there.
Hey, just want to tell you, all these dumbass callers, it's A-OK. The best of the best of the Larry Sanders box set's coming out today.
I saw that.
Well, thank goodness.
Yeah, that's a good show.
Thank goodness.
Wonderful show. It doesn't make us feel any better, though.
What does that have to do? It's not going to help us now. We can't put it on now and watch it right now.
Yeah, besides, I heard that on the Bob and Tom show.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's the new $1 billion Jackson 5 tour.
Wow. See, when you linger with one of them, that gives them all permission
to
call.
Come out. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mike, buddy, let me get you a little dark room there, boy, and turn that ass up there. How about that? Yes,
thank you, and get me some French fried potatoes, Sling
Hello.
Blade.
Don and Mike show.
Hey. You forgot a finger for the grease.
Yeah, and that's obligatory, too. You will always get the grease man impersonator that comes on the tail end of these calls.
Let's go to Buzz with some breaking showbiz news.
I thought you'd be interested in this. TMZ.com is reporting that a successor has been chosen for Bob Barker on The Price is Right.
Oh, hold on a second. We can play a game to guess here because I had heard that Dave Price from The Price is Right was in the running. However,
he would have been good.
I also heard that John O'Hurley was in the running.
He
John
been good.
O'Hurley. And I heard there was one other. Who was the third one I heard?
It was a guy that hosted in Vegas.
Danny Gans.
So it's a live version of it.
Stump the Schwab.
Who is it?
The Buzz? Schwab from ESPN.
It is, in fact, John O'Hurley.
John O'Hurley.
Oh. John O'Hurley.
I think he'll be good.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm John O'Hurley. Very excited.
Maybe I don't think he'll be good.
Elaine, would you like to play putt one, hole in one, or two?
Not the silver.
Rob is crestfallen. Rob is very upset about
that. Right. Rob is a real aficionado of TPIR.
I can't believe CBS made a bad move on this.
didn't they promise that to our friend Dave Price from CBS Morning Show?
I think they were grooming him for the position.
Who would you have preferred, Rob?
Dave Price in a second.
That would have been your choice?
Yeah, a real-life person.
John O'Hurley.
Not Jay Peterman.
Well, Peterman has hosted other game shows.
Yeah, and they've all lasted 24 episodes.
You don't like Peterman.
Here's the thing.
He's good as Peterman.
You're not going to get the love that Barker has.
No way.
You're not going to get the kids waiting outside. No. You're not going to get the people wanting to tongue him when he's up there.
Right. Yeah.
And they'll never cancel it as a sign of respect because it's one of the most profitable shows under the umbrella.
I think they ought to hire a fatter guy.
You think?
Yes, a fat guy. They ought to hire the guy... Who's the guy that does weather?
Ira Joe.
I love
him.
Ira Joe.
He's like a 400-pound weatherman. Looks like Santa Claus.
I love Ira Joe.
He loves the last cooking segment, doesn't he?
He loves sport coats.
He does.
He loves his sport coats.
So big ones.
John O'Hurley is the host of The Price is Right.
He has the silver hair. I guess that's how
he got it. Is it O'Hurley or O'Hurley?
O'Hurley.
Just O'Hurley.
John O'Hurley.
John O'Hurley.
Ed O'Hurley was an old announcer.
That's right.
Yeah. Hello, me, Ed O'Hurley.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
O'Hurley. Yeah.
Oops. Don and Mike Show. Hello, you're on the air.
How's it going, guys?
Okay, my friend.
Hey, I had a Matt Damian impression.
All right, go ahead.
How do you like them apples? Whoopee!
That was funny.
All right, we'll stop there.
I enjoyed that.
We'll stop there. We'll be right back. Pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.